And it was a matter of discussion and negotiations. And,
you have been listening to a live press conference. The voice you're hearing is that of Vice President Mike Pence. Standing next to him on his right is Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. They made a major announcement moments ago that the U.S. and Turkey have agreed to a ceasefire in Syria.
Joining us now live on the phone is Representative Chris Stewart with this huge story. U.S. and Turkey have agreed to a ceasefire in Syria. Representative, thank you so much for taking the time. I know this is happening as we speak. Vice President Mike Pence and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, Vice President Mike Pence, are still talking. So just give us your initial reactions to this ceasefire.
Well, first let me say that I don't know an awful lot about it. I don't think anyone does, of course, because the information we have is relatively new as well. And in addition, I've been actually down in the SCIF with our impeachment hearing, so I haven't been watching the news. But what I do know is that we knew that the administration was going to take this initiative for the last two or three days. It's something that I and a few others have been encouraging. Oh, my gosh, that what we saw, the rollout of this policy has just been it has not been good for America's image around the world and, frankly, for some people in northern Syria. And we were hoping the administration would re-engage on this. And remember, too, that as recently as yesterday, President Erdogan from Turkey said, I will meet with them, which was, you know, clearly something that was not encouraging. And so we're glad we've reached this point. And, you know, if you'd allow me to elaborate just a little bit, this is an incredibly complicated part of the world. There are Kurds, but there are good Kurds who are our allies and our friends, and there are also Kurds who are, frankly, terrorists. They're social malice who want to stir up controversy and terror in Turkey. You've got ISIS, you've got U.S. forces, you've got Russian, you've got Iranian. This is a very difficult problem, but this is obviously a step forward, but we have to cement it now. This can't just be 120 hours. We have to actually move forward now and have a more positive outcome than we've had for the last week.
We got a hold of a letter that President Trump had sent a Turkish president, and it at first when I read it, I thought, really? Is that a real letter? And it turns out it was a real letter, and I just, if there are listeners missed it earlier in the show, it said in part, let's work out a deal. You don't want to be responsible for slaughtering thousands of people, and I don't want to be responsible for destroying the Turkish economy, and I will. Don't be a tough guy. Don't be a fool. I'll call you later. I mean, when you hear that, you kind of almost kind of think, what in the world is our president doing sending a letter like that? That's never going to work. And lo and behold, we look at the monitors right now and Vice President Mike Pence announcing a ceasefire in Syria. So did that letter work?
It clearly did, in the sense we've got the ceasefire in place and we have the negotiations, but it wasn't just the letter. And by the way, when I had a bit of the same reaction that you did when I first read it, until I reflected and go, yeah, that's the way the president talks. For good or bad, that's the way the president talks.
Yeah, those tactics might work.
Yeah, well, as I said, President Erdogan, who's nothing but a thug, I mean, he's a totalitarian thug, maybe he responds to that type of an engagement. But, I think, too, you have to recognize that Secretary Pompeo, who, you know, I know well, we served together on Intel, he's someone I have tremendous respect for, and also Vice President Mike Pence, their engagement, I think, was the key to this. And you know, grateful that they were able to go and make this trip on very short notice to make this announcement. But Syria's a mess. It's still going to have some challenges ahead of us. That's very clear. But we're grateful that, again, they were able to get the ceasefire agreement, and now we can take a little time to figure out what's the best outcome for our allies and for stability in that region, particularly Israel, who, you know, sits on the edge of a cliff with the neighbors around them, and they have very little margin for error if we don't get things right for them.
Representative Stewart, this is a complicated story. As you said, it was an inflammatory story, resolutions being passed condemning the removal of U.S. troops. But if you look back at kind of how we got there, it was very controversial. But can you see it as anything other than a huge victory for President Trump, who has removed troops from the border, have removed American lives, and has walked away with a ceasefire? Is this a big win for President Trump?
Well, I think ultimately it probably is, but I also think it will be remembered for being a very confusing and a very emotional, you know, few days while we're in this transition period. And again, my initial response to this was critical of the president. After spending a couple hours meeting with, you know, intelligence and national security officials over the last few days, I realized it was probably the right policy. It was just implemented in a very awkward way, and it was not communicated. The communications on it were just frankly atrocious. It just wasn't good. But the policy itself probably is the right outcome, especially for a president who said, promise the American people, and this is on a wall outside of the Oval Office, the promises he's made to the American people, and they're checking them off. And one of them was he would withdraw U.S. forces from some of these quagmires. And Syria is, if nothing else, a quagmire, as I described, between ISIS, the PPK, the Iranian Kurds, Russia, et cetera, et cetera. And I think he made the decision, we're just not going to put U.S. forces in line of fire of between Turkey and this other terrorist organization. But I wish there had been a more coordinated effort as the rollout and for the communication of this policy.
Representative Stewart, as Vice President Mike Pence and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo headed to Turkey, what do you think they took with them as a threat to get this ceasefire?
I'm sorry, as a
threat. Do you think perhaps they obviously threatened perhaps sanctions? You've got the president saying in a letter to the Turkish president that he will basically strangle their economy. What do you think they took with them to get this ceasefire?
Well, I think some of that was reflected in the legislation that's moving through Congress, both House and the Senate, regarding sanctions. And, the U.S. has an enormous economic footprint, an enormous ability to move countries' policies when the economic sanctions could be potentially put in place. And I think that's the most important one. But I think there was a secondary one as well that isn't mentioned very often, and that is just the public outcry, the anger at President Erdogan, who, by the way, is a NATO ally, which makes this thing, again, very, very much more complicated. But the public outcry of saying, if you want to orient yourself with your Western allies, if you want to orient yourself with your Western friends, this is unacceptable. And I do think that they will respond to that, as well as the potential economic sanctions.
Representative Stewart, final question. And we have about a minute. So has this damaged irreparably relationships with other countries that see us as allies?
Yeah, you know, I wonder that all the time when we ask that question. An interesting answer to that is if you talk with the Iraqi Kurds, who are the Kurds that we are most closely allied with, having been up in northern Iraq, up in, the area that they control, they recognize that this is a transactional relationship, that our aligning themselves with the Syrian Kurds was only to fight ISIS, and they recognize that that would eventually end. But again, I come back to the thing of communicating this. If we would have communicated this better, it would have relieved a lot of the stress with our other allies as they look at us and go, does the U.S., will they be an honorable partner? And we absolutely have to maintain that reputation of being someone who will stand by our friends.
Representative Chris Stewart, thank you so much for jumping on the phone line with us. We appreciate your insights on this major announcement, the U.S. and Turkey. If you're just joining us.